What can I help you with today? You're here to be my familiar. Okay. I assume you're familiar with the job requirements, right? That's good. Let's see here. Okay. You do seem to have a good degree of skill. I see experience in gardening, brewing, animal handling, and cooking. Very desirable, I see. Okay. I think this will work out. That you don't fit the criteria exactly right now, but I think you're cute enough, so I think it'll work out. So, here's the contract. The terms are simple. For the next 3 years, you'll be both my familiar and my apprentice. You'll basically do whatever I tell you to do, whenever I tell you to do it. You will also work at my shop, and while you will not earn a pay from working there, you will get paid on commission, so depending on how much you sell, you'll get some money. Besides that, I'll take care of all your lodgings and meals, so you won't have to worry about stuff like that. And just to make it clear, when I say that you belong to me, I mean that if I say jump, you say how much. Understood. If you ever defy me or resist my orders, there will be a heavy punishment. Do I make myself clear? Good boy. And the last check. You did read all the requirements, right? Yes. Okay then. In that case, the contract is sealed. I'm excited to see what will happen in 3 years. Who knows? You may want to stay with me forever. But before that, I think we need to get you in uniform. Right now? Well, of course right now, silly. I mean, what? Do you think I have all day? Plus, you already agreed, and we have a lot of work to do. So there's no point in taking our time. Honestly, you should be eager to start right now. But if you have any hopes of getting into magic, you should take the time to learn from the best. Right? Good boy, good boy. Leave all your stuff on the side and we'll get started. But I can't have you working for me and serving me when you're looking like that. Like, ugh. You're cute, but you definitely need a makeover. An extreme one. What? Honey, in the requirements, I asked for a woman, and you're not a woman. So, I'm gonna fix that. What? Didn't you say that you read the requirements? Ah, so you skimmed through them, I see. My, my, how naughty. You wanna take it back? You wanna cancel the contract? Well, I'm sorry to say, darling, but there's no way to do that. I gave you all the terms, and you agreed. And remember what I said. If you say no to me, or fight back, there will be a heavy punishment. Do you remember that? So I think that'd be most fitting punishment for now. Is your cute little friend down there? I was thinking of letting you keep it. You know, of just having you be girly sometimes. But I changed my mind. I'll make it permanent. And I'll have you go all the way for me. You don't like it? Well, tough luck, honey. I don't care. So now, stand still for me, dear. What? Are you scared? Remember, you signed up for this, and you had plenty of chances, to be honest. Bad girls lie. Need to be taught a lesson. Don't you agree? Oh, don't worry. The reason why you can't move is simply my spell. It's nothing harmful. Believe me, once I start changing you, more than pain, it'll be like ecstasy. So I hope you're ready. That, I wanted to make sure you're standing still, since I know some girls can get weak on the knees when I'm transforming them. Especially as their little buddies fade away. I'm not gonna lie. That tear in your eyes is getting me more and more riled up and making me imagine transforming you even more than I was already planning to. And I just really want to see your reaction to a body that you don't recognize. But the question is, where do I start? But there are so many areas to improve upon. I know, let's start with your hair. That I think we need to fix it up quite a bit. That's just far too short. I want it long and beautiful. That way, we can braid it up all pretty. I'm sure the customers will love it. And it will also help to keep it out of the way while you're working. And I'm also not gonna lie. I have a preference for girls with long hair. I'm a bit selfish, aren't I? But I think only the most selfish women can become the best magicians. Don't worry though. You'll get used to my selfish little whims. Let's see here. And it's growing in quite nicely. But what length should I go for? I think your lower back is good. Yeah. I think that should be perfect. Let's see. Ooh, it's so smooth. Feels like silk. I'm gonna love pulling on it. Now, let's move on to your face. Quite cute already, but I want it to match her beautiful hair. So, how about we add some flair to it? We'll start with some nice long eyelashes, giving you those precious little doe eyes. Like a cute little prey. Then we'll plumpen up those lips of yours a little bit more, sweetheart. I want them nice and kissable. I think we should also mold your jaw a little bit more, you know. Change the shape of your face to be more my type. Also, a hidden benefit of magic is that there's no need for makeup. Because I can just apply it to your face permanently. So we'll give you some nice red lips. Some rosy little cheeks. And I think a bit of eyeshadow as well. Perfect. You know, right now, you don't look too different from something you might see on the red light district. Sorry. I know it can be a little bit intense, but don't judge me too hard, okay? Not everyone has her tastes. And I just like that sexy look, you know? It's Speaking of sexy, your flat chest is simply not gonna do. But it can be pretty, don't get me wrong, but I prefer them larger. But I have to give my clients a nice view, right? Especially when you're working with me. That you can't blame a girl for wanting a bit of a show. Right? So, I'll make them a little bit bigger. How about, I'm thinking a D cup. Oh, not what you wanted. Well, sucks to suck. But it's too bad they're frozen in place. Then I'd love to see your new assets jiggle. I mean, just thinking about you jiggling them for me like a cute. My fantasy come true. Truly what magic is for. That they have grown to a wonderful size. But speaking of jiggle, we can't just give you curves in one area. Now can we? Now we can't have a sexy girl like you with a gorgeous pair of D-cups. Be completely flat down there, right? So let's plumpen up those hips of yours. Then I want them round, squeezable. Perfect for supporting the nice amount of ass I'm gonna give you. That I want it to be a beauty to see come and go every time you walk. You're filling up quite nicely. Don't mind me giving you a look all around. I have to say, I'm beyond impressed. Fun fact about magic. When it comes to transformation magic like this, it will have effect on undesirable. But for it to work this well, that must mean that deep down, you've always wanted this. Like, you would have looked pretty, yes, but my magic truly is going above and beyond to transform you, which means that a certain part of you really, really wanted to become a woman. That blush is telling me all I need to know. Don't hurt her. I don't judge. I consider it cute, to be honest. Did you perchance dream of becoming a subservient little bitch? To a witch like me? Da-da-da. That's precious, darling. Truly precious. So, how about we do the final step in making you a woman? Say bye-bye to your little friend. Enjoying the feeling as your little friend just vanishes forever. Then you're given a much, much more useful and beautiful shape. I can tell from your face that you really enjoy it. Good girl, good girl, good girl. But don't think I'm done with you just yet. No, 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 no. Far from it, in fact. That you do look amazingly sexy. But I can't have just some regular human working in my shop. What would my regulars think of me? They would think I'm boring. No. I need my familiar to be more eccentric, shall we say. So, how about work on that now? How about a set of fluffy little ears? You might be wondering what they are since you can't see them. So, I'll let you in on a secret. I love ferrets. They're just so cute and precious. They're mischievous, but fiercely loyal. So, I prefer my servants to have a resemblance to them, you know? And I still want you to have a speck of free will and personality. I know I'm a softie. That most witches tend to get rid of all that frivolous stuff. I just can't bring myself to the same. I'd be boring otherwise. So, that's why I like the mischievous little animals. That I like myself a brat. Let's see. There we go. Does it feel weird to have two sets of ears? But we can't forget about the most important part now, can we? But what would a ferret girl be without her tail? Right. I must warn you, though. This is gonna feel very weird. Oh. I like that face you made. It must feel quite weird to feel your tailbone start elongating like that, huh? You're so cute. Oh, have because I've been paralyzed before. Well, I didn't exist before. It's moving around all its own. Do you feel it brushing against your legs? It is just so fluffy. I can't wait. That part of your responsibilities is keeping me company at night. So I can't wait to cuddle up with you in this beautiful new addition to you. You'll be a good girl and keep me warm at night, won't you? Good girl, good girl, good girl. You're shaping up to be a fantastic familiar and apprentice. Now with your skills and this new look, I'm sure all my regulars are gonna love you. I think we can get rid of the spell now, can't we? There we go. Must feel good to be able to move again. Make sure to get plenty of stretches, honey. That. It's good to shake out that stiffness. And it'll probably need some time to adjust to your new center of gravity. How's it feel to have some new lights on your front, huh? Do you like those bad girls? But I know I love them. You can look at them all you want, honey. I know I'll be doing plenty of looking myself. Don't worry. I'll teach you plenty about them later. But going back to work for a second, I know you'll love it here. That, besides my few selfish little whims, it's a pretty cozy job, I must say. And since you've been such a good girl with your transformation, I'm thinking of giving you a present. Are you ready? Ta-da! It's a collar, but no ordinary collar, though. Once you put it on, it'll merge into your skin, leaving you a beautiful tattoo around the pretty little neck of yours. It'll basically keep you protected and give you the ability to summon me if you're ever in danger. That, for the next 3 years, you are my property. And I hate when people mess with my property. So, if you're ever in danger, all you need to do is think of me, and I'll be summoned to your side. That way, no one will be able to do anything to you. It's a very powerful spell. And in the case that I'm busy, there's some other little things in there that I'll teach you about later. It is filled with high-level goodies. Honestly, even after you leave, you can keep it. That it is a gift. And I know that if you try to replicate it, it would probably take you about 200 years, give or take. So, it is very much a valuable gift. Aren't you happy to have such a thoughtful mistress as your new teacher? Then a good mistress always takes care of her employees. And as I said before, you are a very good girl. So, I want to make sure to reward you. Although, I almost forgot the most important function for your job. If you clap your hands twice and speak the word uniform, like this, uniform, isn't it great? That way, you won't ever have to worry about taking time to get ready for work. If your clothes ever get dirty, you can just summon a new set. That easy. And when we're alone, well, you can also just take it off and give me a show, you know? Speaking of show, there's one more thing that I was thinking of. Do you want to know what it is? Good girl. Then follow me, and I'll show you. This here is my bedroom, and it's where you'll be serving me every night. I hinted to it earlier, but did you think that I was gonna give you such a perfect little pussy and not use it myself? We don't have time right now since we need to get to work, but I hope you're ready, because tonight, not only am I gonna pop your cherry, I'm going to get you hooked on having sex with a woman. That. God, your body is so sexy. I really just want to fuck you senseless, if you know what I mean. I mean, look at you. Let me just uniform off. Look at your body in the mirror. Tell me, if you were me right now, would you not want to fuck you senseless? I mean, just imagine this cute little face of yours, lost in pleasure, begging me to fuck her harder and harder and harder, as her cute little brain is lost in pleasure. I'm getting more turned on just by thinking about it. So in preparation for that, I got these toys. and you'll be wearing them all throughout the day. That way, you'll be a little bit more accustomed to how it feels to be a woman. And you'll also be on edge for me. By the end of your shift, I wouldn't be surprised if you just got on your knees and begged me to fuck you. So are you ready, honey? That is gonna be a long 3 years.